You're listening to Asbury University's Chapel Podcast, recorded live from our campus in Wilmore, Kentucky. Asbury's Chapel Service hosts speakers from around the world to inspire academic excellence and spiritual vitality. We hope you enjoy today's message.
Today we're excited to hear from your very own Asbury Student Congress Executive Cabinet. And so coming in as a junior member of the restored class, member of a stellar men's small group, but most importantly, your student body president, Zach Fazio. Let's welcome him.
Thank you so much, Greg, for that introduction. And our small group, I think, yeah, let's go, Scott. It's one of our, Gabe, it's your birthday, right? Happy birthday. It is so good to be here with you all. My name is Zach Fazio. I'm your all's student body president. I am from Louisville, Kentucky, and welcome to Student Government Chapel. So we're just going to be going through a lot of our introductions here, so you can kind of get to know the rest of the cabinet, and then kind of walk through what our vision and theme are going to be for the year. So first, I'd just like to begin in prayer, though. So if you bow your heads with me. Dear Lord, Heavenly Father, thank you, Lord, for this beautiful and amazing day that you've given us, this beautiful campus that you've let us be a part of. Lord, I thank you for our daily bread, all the many ways that you take care of us when we don't even realize it. Lord, we live in an economic age of attention. Our time is stolen out from under us like a thief in the night. And we seldom consider the impact that that has on our daily lives. The many distractions that seek to supplant your spirit within us. Lord, I pray that We turn away from these many distractions of this world and we come to the cross boldly, faithfully, that we bask in your presence. I pray that we seek out humility. I pray that we seek out your kingdom community. Thank you, Lord, for all that you've given, all that you've blessed us with, Lord. I pray your spirit falls over every single student in this chapel, over our campus. Thank you, Lord, for all that you've done, given us, and blessed us with, Lord. Glory be your name in all things. Amen. So, as we jump in, I just want to highlight a few of like our key EC goals. I'm super excited to be serving in this role. I actually serve as the head of our Asbury Student Congress, which is a collection of a lot of our leaders here on campus, as well as the various branches that also seek to serve various aspects of campus. And so we have a lot of our branch heads back here, and they're going to share a bit about what all they do here in a moment. But ultimately, my job is about representing you. It's about advocating for you. Sometimes there's a lot of meetings, a lot of paperwork, but I'm here doing what I love. And I've seen that more and more and more as we walk through, as our team has continued to walk through this year together, this beginning of the semester together, that God has placed each one of these individuals in my team here for a reason. And I've seen their strengths and I've seen their weaknesses, and I'm just so excited for you to meet them. Jumping into some of our goals real quick, we're just seeking to catalyst as much change as we can, or seek to be a catalyst of change on this campus as much as we can. A lot of your mainstream things, seeking to continue to build trust between administration for students, seeking ways that we can make our campus safer, seeking ways that we can improve our academic curriculum, things like that. But a few like big things I really am looking to hone in on is our leadership training and our leadership development. After the outpouring, this is something that really has been laid on my heart, that after we experienced that, there were so many people from across our state that were impacted. It's crazy for me to see just how many people were touched. It's a beautiful thing. And so we have the unique opportunity as students that our voice in this state, in this country, within our communities, it matters. And so I really want to lean into empowering you guys to use that voice. And so that's a big thing that we're going to hopefully see as we walk throughout the semester as student government develop some initiatives with parts of campus that, you know, usually, you know, don't get some of the recognition that they might deserve. So that's a lot of the stuff that, you know, we're going to kind of walk through, and hopefully you'll be able to see the fruit of that as we come to the end of the year. But all that being said, please don't hesitate to reach out to any of us. You know, we would all love to grab coffee with you. We would all love to chat with you. I love any good conversation about philosophy or theology or anything like that. So with all that being said, I'd love to go ahead and introduce my esteemed and amazing Vice President, Margaret Treadway.
Good morning, guys. I am happy to talk to you this morning. So my name is Margaret Treadway. I'm the Vice President of Student Governance Association. I'm from Fort Worth, Texas, and I'm a business admin and marketing double major. Now, most of you in here are probably like, what does Student Governance Association mean? And I'm so glad you're thinking that, so I can tell you what it means. So basically, I oversee on a student level, I oversee elections for the fall and the spring semester, parking and safety, food and dining, athletics, honors program, campus accessibility, and campus aesthetics. With that, I also oversee AIMS, which is Academic and Institutional Matters, which pretty much means you'll have a student rep for every department on campus, so whether that be business, music, science, and they work with the deans of that department to make sure your academics are what you need them and want them to be. And then from there, I work with the ARDs for each res hall and the VPs of each class cabinet. So we get the most holistic view of your student life on campus, whether that be academics or just the day-to-day activities. Something else I oversee is legislation and the proposals that go through here. So contrary to popular belief, you do not have to be in student government to write a proposal. So if you see something on campus that really gets you excited or you really want to change, you can come see me. I'm in the office, and you can always shoot me an email if you have an idea, and we can talk through that and figure out the best course of action to take, whether that just be going talking to a faculty member or writing an actual proposal. I'm here. I can't do my job well if I don't hear your guys' voices. So I want to talk to you. I want to grab coffee with you. I want to hear your needs, your concerns, so this campus is the best possible place for you to be at. A few of my goals for this is you normally don't associate the word joy or fun with government, rightly so. So one of my goals is to really make this an enjoyable experience so you know that we're doing our job for you, so it can be fun. And if you do want to come talk to me about something, then you know your words aren't just going to go in thin air. Like, I will take your words to heart and I will do something with them. So I really want it to be a joyous and fun experience with you. And with that being said, that is Student Governance Association for you.
Hi, guys. My name is Ellie Hasloff. I am the Vice President of Spiritual Life on our Executive Cabinet. I am legally obligated to say that I was born in Texas, but I was raised in Wilmore, Kentucky. And I'm a junior, part of the Restored class. I'm a marketing major with an intercultural studies minor, and today I just wanted to tell you guys a little bit about the Spiritual Life branch. So under my branch, I have the opportunity to work with the Spiritual Life department to have events and opportunities that better serve you guys as students. This year, I'm looking forward to supporting, uplifting, and encouraging events that we already have. At Asbury, there are plenty of opportunities, and I just want to really make what we already are doing so well so much better. So I want to keep developing opportunities for more parts of campus to come together and continue to create a very diverse community that we have here at Asbury. My joy in this position is to know you guys. I love people. I always tell my friends and family that if I could, for the rest of my life, just go on coffee dates with people and hear their life stories, that would literally fulfill all of my wishes. But that's not realistic. So marketing, I guess it is. And so I just really want to encourage you guys. Please don't hesitate to stop me and come chat. For me to better serve you guys as students, especially when it comes to helping be that voice for the Spiritual Life Department, I can't do that if I don't know you guys. So yeah, I just really look forward to meeting more of the freshmen for sure. And let's see what else. Please stop by our offices. We have our office hours right outside the door. We're in the basement of the Stews, and it does get a little rowdy in there. We're really excited people, so please come stop by, say hi, and we would love to grab coffee with you. I know anyone on this board would love, or on this cabinet would love to do that. Yeah, I think that's all I have to share, so thanks for listening.
Hi, y'all. My name is Courtney Kawata, and I'm excited to be the VP of Student Intercultural Programs this year. A little bit about me. My family is originally from Oahu, Hawaii, but I've lived most of my life in Louisville. Don't ask me if I'm a Cards or Cats fan. After a decade, I still don't know. I'm a media communications major who is heading into my final year here at Asbury, and a proud member of the tennis team for the last 3 years. So my freshman year, I decided to attend Intercultural New Student Orientation, and that's where my love and passion for intercultural students such as myself grew. Intercultural meaning U.S. ethnic minority, international students, and third culture kids / missionary students. Being half Asian growing up in Kentucky, I was able to relate to other U.S. minority students, but I wanted more. So I decided to join SIP as the Ignited Class Cabinet Representative and was in that role for 2 years. Now 3 years have flown by, and I'm thrilled to have taken the class cabinet position to a higher level. So SIP stands for Student Intercultural Programs, and my main job is to be the student bridge between non-intercultural students and intercultural students on the executive cabinet level, and to host all campus events, from talks about racial reconciliation to celebrating different cultures. And really this year, my main goal is for SIP to feel welcoming to all students and to bridge this gap between non-intercultural students and intercultural students. So thank you. I am excited to lead with my wonderful team and to lead student intercultural programs this year and to leave it just a better place from where it even started. Thank you.
Good morning, Asbury. My name is Elizabeth Bramer. I'm serving as your guys' Vice President of Clubs and Congress Operations this year. I'm a senior. I'm studying political science, intercultural studies, and Spanish, and I'm from Louisville, Kentucky. First and foremost, I'm so excited to serve our student body in this role. My time at Asbury has been incredibly formative for me, and as I prepare to graduate, I can think of no better way to give back to this community. Specifically within the Clubs and Congress Operations branch, we focus on bringing student passions and interests to life through the leadership and activity of clubs. I also keep the organizational structures and systems in place for the entire student congress so that we can operate smoothly. For a few specific goals for this school year, I'm looking forward to empowering and equipping student leaders in their respective clubs and student organizations to enhance y'all's overall student experience at Asbury. Another goal is to create an archive for our Asbury Student Congress. This will serve as a valuable resource to Executive Cabinet in the future and ASC in the years to come. This will be important as we recognize what initiatives have worked in the past for our student body while also providing structure and accountability for ASC right now and in the future. Again, I'm also looking forward to investing in our student organizations and collaborating with them to host meaningful events for y'all. So if you see me around, please pull me aside. Let me know if there's anything you're passionate about and you'd like to see on campus, and I'd love to meet with you one-on-one and go through what that process looks like. I'm looking forward to serving your student body this year. Thank you so much.
Good morning, everyone. Thank you. That was nice. My name is Caleb Cleveland. I'm serving as the student body treasurer this year. So it's a pretty simple job, but it's one I'm looking forward to doing. Basically, I make sure that all of the money that we as a student body have given to improving this university to the students is being spent wisely and as efficiently as possible. I'm really excited to do this, and I think that it's going to be a really great year with this executive cabinet to maximize the funds that we have and to make the experience that you all have here as awesome as possible and for future Asburians as well. Now I'm going to back up a little bit and tell you more about myself. I'm from Charlotte, North Carolina. Is anyone from North Carolina here? Yeah? Okay. I'm a business student, so I'm part of the Dayton School of Business. I'm over there in the CLC a lot. I'm a marketing and finance major. And so I'm really looking forward to that. If y'all are a business student, especially to you freshmen, if any of you are business students, feel free to come talk to me. I'd love to talk to you about it. That's a little bit about me, though. I'm really excited to serve this year and to be an advocate for you all and to make sure that your experience is as amazing as possible. Thank you, y'all.
Good morning, Asbury. I'm Darlin Atala, and I'm the publicist. I'm a part of the Ignited class, and I'm originally from Cairo, Egypt, but I live in Louisville. I'm so excited to get to know you and serve you, and please, I communicate with you, so let me know if you ever need anything, and I would love to get coffee with you. And yeah. Every year, the EC cabinet gets to design a logo and theme, and our team is so excited to reveal this theme's logo. Our theme this year is boldness. We wanted to walk you through our team's thought process and how it is a combination of Asbury's community, this year's classes, and boldness within Christ. We chose the verse Philippians 1:20. I eagerly expect and hope that I will know that I will in no way be ashamed, but will have sufficient courage. So that now, as always, Christ will be exalted in my body, whether by life or by death. For me to live is Christ, and to die is gain. We chose this verse because together we are courageous and bold within Christ. When coming up with the theme, we wanted to remind the community about being bold. All four classes are represented within the design to show unity and community. The shield and the sword represent the armor of God. We are renewed, restored, beloved, and ignited by Christ. Thank you.
And thank you so much, Darlin. She worked super hard on getting everything ready for chapel. We were all scrambling to make sure that everything, all the slides were made and all that sort of stuff. So if we could have the logo back, that would be awesome. There it is. Okay, thanks. So as for like our vision and our theme, so when we came all like 2 weeks early. Left all of our summer break paradise, came back to school to go ahead and start preparing to serve you guys. And so during these discussions, these meetings, we're sitting here, we're collaborating and trying to figure out what do we want this year to look like for you all and for the whole campus, and what do we want that to reflect. And so we're brainstorming. And we met a few times over the summer just kind of to talk through what and how the Lord was speaking to us. And we really came to this thought of boldness, what it means to live boldly for Christ. And so boldness doesn't always have to be this aggressive fighting thing. Like, boldness can be found in so many ways. Boldness can be, you can be bold in your charity. You can be bold in your patience and the grace you give. You can be bold in your faith. You can be bold in your humility. There's a lot of ways to be bold. And you know, as we're going through and we're thinking about what that means, we really wanted to symbolize through this graphic, you know, the unity together that this campus has. And moreover, what we're rooted in. I really like this picture of the shield, because the shield is ultimately rooted in the cross. The only thing holding that shield together is the cross. And so with that, a lot of this inspiration behind this is coming from, you know, putting on the full armor of God that we see in Ephesians, talking through what it means to, you know, live for Christ. And so as we're thinking through this logo, we really, and I really want to exhort you all to be thinking through, you know, what the path ahead looks like for you, because it's a difficult one. We know this because Christ walked that path first, and he was hated. And so our job here is not to save the world. We're not meant to be heroes. That's why Christ came. He's the hero. And we're just emissaries. We are displaced people in a land not our own. So I encourage you to think about that, because I think if each and every person here fully devoted themselves to what the cross meant, we would have changed lives across every part of this country, across this state, across every community, across the world, truly. And so I'd like to just exhort you to think about how you can be living boldly for Christ. And so as I close and kind of wrap up here, I really want to, I was reading some G.K. Chesterton, and he said that, quote, "The Christian ideal has not been tried and found wanting. It has been found difficult and left untried." You know, living in this world is hard. But through Christ, you've been given the strength to do it. So that's kind of our vision. That's our theme, striving boldly for Christ. Thank you guys so much. Thank you all for coming to Student Government Chapel. We appreciate you guys. Yeah.